Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
That is Mzini Dramatic Arts. Be still and know that I am God. You are on Heart to Heart. I'm Sibongile Mofokeng, sitting in for Mpho Phuthini, and I'm with you up until 3 o'clock right here on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. It's a Thursday. It's a beautiful Thursday. God is so faithful. God is still so good. And in this Thursday, you know that throughout this month and the previous month, we've had Sis Ki Mudisemoloto, who is the founder of the Christian Women Business Network, and she is with us again today. And the topic that we'll be tackling with her, talking to her about, is This Is the Time. And then later on, we hear more about the Exchange Fest that is happening tomorrow, where artificial intelligence and all of that will be spoken about there, and how the church can influence that space. And so Germany Johan also has an interview with the organizers, and we're just going to learn something from there. And I will be giving tickets to those ones who'd like to attend virtually to that gathering tomorrow, which is taking place tomorrow. And so I will be giving tickets to those ones. And today, I'm not going to hold you ransom any longer, but I'm going to tell you who have won the breakfast for two right here on Radio Pulpit. Who has won the breakfast for two? Remember that we had a camp from Monday until yesterday, and I said that for you to stand a chance to win the prizes, it's just for you to go register for the camp. You just go to our website and register for the camp, and it was free of charge. And so I got winners. I got those ones who will be taking these prizes with them. The other one will be getting, or three will be getting, hampers from Hendro Biscuits, biscuit hampers. And the other one will be getting goodies from Radio Pulpit. You know, I'm not sure, but you know, some logos that will be there, you know, maybe some cups. I don't know about t-shirts and all, but something from Radio Pulpit. And also the first one will win a breakfast for two. And I have the winners. And I will be telling you later who those are. We'll also be talking to Dr. Pearl Kupe. I came across a story of one who has who planted a patch outside his yard on his pavement to make sure he's able to feed his family and even feed the community. And the community has been like really happy about that. And he was given a fine by Metro Police. And I found out that there are many like him who are doing that, and they're doing it for the community, and the communities are very happy about it. But apparently we need to find out about the bylaws, if it's right to do that, if we can plant, not because they were charging him for not planting grass outside, but cabbages, and having a patch, you know, a cabbage patch out there. He has a big garden inside the yard, and he's feeding the community. So we're going to find out more about those, because I found out there are more of us who are doing that. You have a patch outside where there's supposed to be grass and trees. You have planted your cabbages, your spinach, and the community is even protecting that area, you know. So let's find out more later on with Dr. Pearl Kupe. And we also have physical sciences later on, 2:30, with Tisha Chikura. But let me take a moment and greet my queen on the line with me right now. Sis Kia, how are you doing this afternoon?
I am well, Queen Singila. I am well.
Everything well? Where did it came from? Where did it come from? Somewhere.
From deep within.
Yeah.
Deep within. Because Sibongile, as children of God, we know that all is well. All is well. Mm-hmm. And as I am speaking to you now, as I'm speaking to the nation of Pulpit now, I am sitting outside a church in Harankula.
Yeah.
And I'm here at church to clean the church because my grandmother passed away on Sunday.
We are so sorry about that, my queen.
It has been another week.
Yeah.
And it's exactly what has led me to the topic of today, which is
it is time. Yeah, we are praying for the Lord to embrace you and your family during this time, to carry you. You need him to be your strength, understanding, peace, wisdom, and through everything that you are doing, the plannings, even with the, with putting her to rest, you know, to her final rest, her final home, until Jesus comes. So, yeah, we are praying for strength and God, the Lord Holy Spirit, that he might carry you throughout this time.
Amen. Thank you so much. Amen to that. And the Lord Holy Spirit is carrying me, my queen. That is why I am right here at this moment with you and the home and the family of Heart to Heart and Pulpit Radio. Usually on normal days, God gives me a message at about 3 a.m. This morning, I did not have a message. I woke up and I was still asking God, what do I give to your children? What message do I share with your children? What secrets do you have in store for me to share today? And I was not winning. And at about 5 to 8 or so, I got another call that my friend's mother had passed away.
Yeah.
And just last week, she was burying her grandmother. Just last week, I was burying my uncle. And the month before, I was burying a grandmother of mine. So she will be burying her mother on Saturday. I'm burying my grandmother tomorrow.
Yeah.
And at that moment, after hearing the news, and I was trying to have some kind of conversation with God, I asked myself, what now? What now, God? And I came to an immediate acceptance that this is time. This is time. But what is it time for? To the naked eye, to others, it may be time for burying, to bury. It may be time to bury. You know, it may be time for death. It may be time for anger, because we are so hurt, we are in pain, we are confused. But it is time for God to do what God does. And I usually speak about us being bold and brave and responsible Christians, people of faith. And right now, it would be easier to fall apart and cry and throw our hands in the air and say, God, I give up. It's very easy for me to say I am numb. I am numb. I was saying to my friend, her husband, this morning, that I have got no more tears to cry. So I don't even know if I should say I'm crying with you, because I have got no more tears to cry. And the scripture of Jeremiah 29 came to me. So today, I would love grace from everybody that is listening. That today, I can't say I am sure of whether the preparation that I did is sufficient, or but God will take over. The Holy Spirit will take over. And I'm going to speak scripture today. And the brokenhearted, I hope, will hear me. The confused ones, I hope they will hear God through my message, through his message. I'm just but a vessel. Those that doubt, those that don't see how tomorrow is going to come for them, I hope that they hear this message today. When you go to Jeremiah 29, and the nation had been taken over by Nebuchadnezzar, and they were prisoners from Jerusalem in Babylon. They were in exile at the time. And there's a letter that Jeremiah wrote to the Jews that were in Babylon. And the letter says, "The Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, said to all those people whom he allowed Nebuchadnezzar to take away as prisoners from Jerusalem to Babylon, build houses and settle down. Plant gardens and eat what you grow in them. Marry and have children. Then let your children get married so that they also may have children. You must increase in numbers and not decrease.
Yeah.
Work for the good of the cities where I have made you to go as prisoners. Pray to me on their behalf, because if they are prosperous, you will be prosperous too. I, the Lord of Israel, warn you not to let yourself be deceived by the prophets who live among you or by any other who claim they can predict the future. I want to stop there and say what we have read, what we understand, is that wherever we are, in the pain that we are, in the confusion that we have been moved from a land of comfort and a land of trust and a land where we are just expecting positive all the time. Now we wake up in the land where every phone call scares us. When you hear a phone ring, you get worried. Who has passed away now? Who is in hospital now? Who has lost their job now? Who has lost their house now? Which bank has repossessed which car now? We are in a land where we are just hearing bad news. We are in a land where men that plant food to eat get a criminal record. That's the land that we are in now. But God says, do not, don't give up. Don't throw your hands in the air. He says from verse 4, build houses, plant gardens, grow gardens, marry. And he says, do not decrease, but increase in numbers. Work for the good of the cities. So wherever we are, the city, right now, in this message, the city is life. So though we are losing many lives around us, we must work for life. We must plant the gardens to eat from. We must marry. The plans and the dreams and the aspirations that we have, we must continue. Because if you go just one verse below, he says, I alone know the plans I have for you. Plans to bring you prosperity and not disaster. Plans to bring about the future you hope for. Then you will call on me. You will come and you will pray to me, and I will answer you. So that is my message today for the body of Christ, for my brothers and sisters. It's many of us that are disturbed. I am crying. I am crying without tears. And I want to, after reading that scripture, I want us to go to Philippians 4, verse 8. Because the question that we ask ourselves when we are in trouble, when we are challenged, when we are overcome by tribulation is, what now? What now, God? What now? I mean, I asked the question myself after I heard about my friend's mother's passing. I said, God, what are you doing? What now? And I got the answer in 4 Philippians, where Paul says, finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there's any excellence, if there's anything worthy of praise, think about these things. So he says we must not, though we experience negative, we experience loss, and at times we are hopeless, at times we are numb, he says, think about the goodness of God. Think about the purity of God. Think about scripture. And that's why today I said I'm coming to talk about scripture. It is time for us to not, there's a Bible verse that also says, do not seek to understand with your own logic. Don't seek to understand with your own mind, but seek God. So this is the time for us to be still. This is the time for us to say, God, only you know what's going on. This is the time to say, God, we give in to you, but we don't give up on you. You did say we may not understand. That's why the prophet Isaiah wrote that my thoughts than my weight.
Are not yours.
Are much higher than yours.
Mm.
And then after we speak about Philippians 4, I want to bring to attention another fact from God that is in Lamentations 3, verse 22, where it is written, the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. Mm. His mercies never come to an end.
Mm.
They are new every morning. Mm. Great in your faithfulness.
Mm.
The Lord is my portion, says Saul. Therefore, I will hope in him. So we don't lose hope. If we are tempted to lose hope, we don't lose hope. We remember and we hold on to the truth that his mercies come in the morning.
Mm.
And because he's a God of hope, he's a God that does not let us down.
Mm.
He's a God that keeps his promises. He's a God of all of a sudden, suddenly there's a change.
Mm.
Suddenly we have energy. Suddenly death comes to an end. We live like we live better than we used to live, because God says after a little suffering, I, the Lord your God, will multiply.
Mm.
I will confirm you. I will validate you. I will establish you.
Mm.
And while we are in trouble, we then remember our brothers, that is Meshach, Abednego, and Shadrach, who refused to give in to the demands of the king, who said only he would be worshipped. But they said, no, we will worship our God. I mean, when you have heard that should you be caught doing something against the king, you will be killed, you will be punished, you will be put into the fire. When you hear that, then you become a bold Christian. You become a bold person, woman, man of faith. You say, as they said in Daniel 3, I want to take it from verse 18. Maybe I must take it from verse 17, where he says, they say, we have no need to answer you in this matter. If this be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of your hand, O king. But if not, I like this one. This is the challenging one. This is where we become bold Christians.
Mm.
But if not, be it known to you, O king, that we will not serve your gods or worship the golden image that you have set up.
Mm.
So at this point in time, when we're thinking we are faced with COVID, we are faced with losing jobs, we are faced with losing income, we do not stumble, we do not fall apart, we do not give up, we do not throw our bodies on the floor and say, why not?
Mm.
Why not? What else must we be looking forward to? God, what is this? Are you there, you God? Are you there, the God that we've been praying for?
Mm.
And when I ask that question, when you are in doubt, when you have to show me that you're a brave and a bold Christian, I say, this is time for you to show me. And then in Hebrews 10, verse 39, he says, we are not of those who shrink back and are destroyed, but those who have faith and preserve their souls.
Mm.
So in this hard time, it's a hard time for me right now, and I know I'm not alone. I may be crying about burying my uncle and two grandmothers in a space of 3 months, but there is a daughter that is crying for burying her grandmother and her mother in a space of a week. You are burying two mothers in 1 week. It is not supposed to be like that. We did not know that when God spoke about when trials and tribulations come, do not be amused. We did not know it could be such harshness. But I say, as a woman of faith, as a man of faith, as a girl of faith, as a minister of faith, be one of those who do not shrink back and are destroyed in tribulation.
Wow.
We stand firm because we know who we look up to. And sometimes the heart and the mind do not connect, but we know the right thing. We know, no matter how confused you are, if the car is red, you will call it red. Mm. So no matter how confused you are, you know God is a God of that is powerful.
Mm.
It's a God of mercy. It's a God that is in control, that is in charge. So what is happening around us is not that God has been defeated or has lost control.
Wow. Let's just take a break and then come back to you, Saskia. I'm reminded, again, as you were reading the book of Philippians, the verses on top before the part that says, finally, my brethren, whatsoever things. I'm reminded that the Lord is saying we shouldn't be anxious for nothing.
Yes.
But in everything, by prayer and supplications, make our and thanksgiving, we should make our requests known to Him. And so right now, some of us are hurting. Some of us are confused and all of that. And so I believe, like you said, it is time to take it all to the Lord in prayer and trust Him. And He says, as He goes further, He says, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your heart and minds through Christ Jesus. And I think this is the time that we need that the most. With everything that we find ourselves going through, it's not easy. It's a tough season. But God, you know, is faithful and He remains faithful. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But God, and He said He will never leave us nor forsake us. And so He's a God who never leaves. He's a God who never leaves. We are coming back, a family, with Saskia. I'm giving you Pastor Benjamin Dube featuring Kaya Mtetwa. You will never leave me.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer at radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
Reach your customers in the car, at the office, at home, or wherever they are, night or day. Through advertising with Radio Pulpit, you can reach a large, unique and loyal audience in a most affordable way. With over 500,000 people on our various platforms, from Gauteng to the Cape, you simply cannot go wrong. So advertise today. Contact us on 012-334-1339. Or for advertising packages that we offer, go to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Terms and conditions apply.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.